The next question we're going to take this evening comes from Jeremy. Jeremy has written in and recorded a question, and we're going to take Jeremy's question now.
Hi, Father Evan. My name is Jeremy, and my question is regarding an observation I have made. I am new in my exploration of Orthodoxy, so if I'm way off base, please forgive me. It seems Orthodox are very concerned with having a deep and accurate theology, which is something that I greatly appreciate and has actually drawn me to the Church. But I have observed very little in the way of love for the poor and oppressed in society. The Roman Catholics have had people like Mother Teresa, and the Protestants have had folks like Shane Claiborne, who push Christians to reevaluate their thinking and to let go of their focus on themselves. But are the Orthodox known for anything other than personal piety, such as fasting and prayer and having all the right answers? Is this maybe an area in which there is some room for improvement, or have I just been blind to all the good that they are doing? Like I said, I am new. So thank you for your time and consideration.
Jeremy, I appreciate the call. The question about the Orthodox Church's involvement in the oppressed and the poor and whether or not there's room for improvement, I think we have to be clear as Orthodox Christians, there is always a necessity and a requirement to serve the poor. We know from Matthew's Gospel in the 25th chapter, verse 31 through verse 46, we hear the parable of the Last Judgment. And the Lord comes and he assembles humanity before him and separates the sheep from the goats, placing the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And the criteria for judgment that the Lord uses is our service to those in need, our love for those that are either hungry or without clothing, who are sick or imprisoned. And so I think every Orthodox Christian, every Orthodox priest, every Orthodox bishop, every Orthodox parish must have a concern for the world and for those in need. I don't think it's fair to say that Orthodoxy on the whole is not concerned with the oppressed or the poor. Certainly we see within the Orthodox Church and in churches overseas a primary concern for those in need within the world, whether they be hungry, whether they be sick, whether they be suffering, whatever their issues may be. And we see ministries set up, and certainly we have within the Church numerous examples of priests, bishops, saints, monks, lay people who have worked diligently to set up ministries for those in need. Now, within America, we can find the service to the poor and ministry to the poor or the oppressed at times lacking within our parishes. And I think some of that has arisen in America for several reasons, and I don't think that I have all the answers as to how we've arrived at such a situation, but some of the reasons that I would at least recognize in the time that I've been a priest is that many of our parishes have begun with an attitude that's sometimes parochial. We have parishes that establish themselves after a great deal of oppression themselves and a great deal of poverty. So many of the communities that came and were, or the many of the community members who came to America and started their parishes were themselves that part of the world that's incredibly oppressed and incredibly poor. And so the resources and almost the inward looking of the Church. And of course, for those who grew up under communism or the Ottoman Turks, they had their ministries, their churches, their hospitals, their schools closed and confiscated. And so many of the faithful didn't grow up with those institutions intact. What I have seen is even in those parochial parishes, the desire to serve the poor and to serve the gospel by serving those oppressed and in need has grown. I don't think that there's a lack of voice within the Church asking that we establish these ministries. Now, what I would say to you, Jeremy, as I began to answer your question, is I think there is room for improvement. I think there's an incredible amount of room for improvement. I don't think that'll ever stop, but I do think there are some critical steps that we as Orthodox must take in America. First and foremost, and I've made this same presentation in a different way when I go and visit parishes about parish renewal, I think there has to be an absolute central focus on serving those in need within our parishes. I think it has to be something that is on the lips of the priest, on the lips of the parishioners, almost on a weekly or daily basis. I think the parish has to put up many opportunities for people to serve those in need, whether it be through various ministries in the church, whether it be through opportunities outside of the church. I think, Jeremy, there's a great deal of room for improvement, but I think we can start within the parishes. Now, at a larger scale, the Orthodox Church is growing in its outreach to those in need. And I'll give you an example. There's a ministry here in Colorado that I'm involved in. It's called the St. Nectarios Education Fund. It was started just a few short years ago. This week, we cut a check for $110,700 to IOCC to begin construction on a school in Lewemenyaga, Uganda, for 240 high school students, and also to work on some of the aspects of a campus we have in Gulu, Uganda. So I think there are lots of activities like this one going on in various parishes, metropolises, and but certainly we need to increase our outreach to those in need. So I think it's a good question. I think there's room for improvement. I think if you are getting involved in a parish, I would sit down with the parish priest and ask them, how is this parish engaging the world around them and those in need and serving the gospel by serving the poor? And certainly our Lord identified himself first and foremost with those who are poor and oppressed and in need. Appreciate the question.